Efforts to find a way to pay for extending those payroll tax cuts may hit a snag. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell, today on the Hill.
Yeah, some late developments, Hillary. A Republican proposal to keep that federal worker pay freeze going while squeezing new savings out of jobless benefits, food stamps, and health care. That's not what Democrats are looking for. Democrats want to pay for the extension by putting a 3% tax on millionaires. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell warns that is not the way to go.
This isn't just counterproductive. It's absolutely absurd.
Democrats disagree and are set to hold a test vote on the payroll tax extension tomorrow, Thursday. It's expected to fail. Meantime, the House is moving towards a vote on a move to stop the NLRB from shortening the time for union elections by workers. House Republicans accuse the NLRB of misusing its powers in efforts to help unions and punish businesses. On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.